This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Bharatiya Janata Party Working President Nitin Nabin has been elected as the new national president of the party. Party's National Returning Officer Dr. K. Lakshman announced Mr. Nabin's appointment as the party president and handed him over the certificate of election on Sangathan Parv at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Mr. Nabin was felicitated by senior BJP leader and PM Modi and Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, JP Nadda and Nitin Gadkari. Speaking on the occasion, PM Modi congratulated Mr. Nabin on being appointed as the national president of BJP, terming it the largest party in the world.
नितिन नबीन जी हम सभी के अध्यक्ष है और उनका दायित्व सिर्फ भाजपा को भी संभालना इतना नहीं है एनडीए के सब साथियों के बीच भी उन्होंने तालमेल का बहुत बड़ा दायित्व भी देखना होता है माननीय नितिन जी के संपर्क में जो भी आया है वो उनकी सरलता और सहजता की चर्चा जरूर करता है नितिन जी ने हमेशा जो जो जिम्मेवारी मिली अपने आप को उन्होंने साबित किया है
The Prime Minister said that Mr. Nabin will carry forward the legacy of the party. Addressing the gathering, newly elected BJP National President Nitin Nabin expressed gratitude to PM Modi for the opportunity to reach the highest position in the party. The Election Commission has deputed 22 more role observers across the special intensive revision states. Of them, 11 newly deputed observers are in West Bengal, taking the total number of role observers in the state to 20. These observers will ensure that no eligible voter is excluded and no ineligible names are added to the list. The Indian Army signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Indian Institute of Mass Communication, New Delhi, yesterday. Under the MOU, the Indian Army and IIMC will undertake capability building and cooperation in various aspects of strategic communication. On the signing of MOU, the Indian Army said that this collaboration aims to strengthen indigenous expertise in the evolving landscape of multi-domain operations. Meanwhile, IIMC said that the partnership will focus on academic engagement, knowledge exchange, and joint initiatives in key areas of strategic communication. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that an important initiative is being undertaken to make emergency services in the national capital faster, simpler and technology-driven. Under the new arrangement, the residents of Delhi can dial just one number, 112, for any kind of emergency. The CM said that multi-helpline numbers used for different kind of emergencies often create confusion among the citizens during critical situations. She added that under the Emergency Response Support System, ERSS 2.0, citizens will no longer need to call separate numbers for different emergencies. Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that India is focusing on the systematic diffusion of artificial intelligence across every sector of the economy. He made the remarks while speaking at a session titled AI Power Play, No Referees of the World Economic Forum in Davos. The minister noted that the biggest constraint in scaling AI adoption is the availability of GPUs, graphics processing units. He added that India is addressing this challenge through a government-backed public-private partnership. Mr. Vaishnav noted that under this initiative, 38,000 GPUs have been empaneled as a shared compute facility and made available at nearly one-third of the global cost. India Meteorological Department has forecast dense conditions during morning and night hours over Haryana, Punjab and Chandigarh for the next 2 days. The Met Department said that cold wave conditions are likely to prevail in Himachal Pradesh today. IMD also predicted rainfall and thunderstorms in Jammu and Kashmir and Western Himalayan region during the next 3 to 4 days under the influence of Western disturbance. The weather agency said that there will be a gradual rise in minimum temperatures by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 5 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.